Hey everyone, before we get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The decision has already stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion in many states across the nation. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. The decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. I encourage you to speak up, take care, and spread the word. All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, it's one of our special trailer roundups that we do every month. And I'm a little under the weather over here, so I'm going to keep our intro brief. But of course, Jason Harris from Awesome Movie Year is joining me to talk about a bunch of movies coming out in July. And that conversation is coming up in a minute. Make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together wherever you listen to podcasts. That way you'll find out about when we actually cover all these movies. So make sure you're subscribed. Follow us on social media at Piecing Pod. Join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. Before we get to the conversation, I do want to quickly mention some listener puzzle pieces like we've been doing the last few months for episodes on movies that we covered in the month of June. For Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Pete Abeda, who's been here on the show before, mentioned the South Park Member Berries episode, which, absolutely. For Ambulance, Chad Clinton Freeman mentioned Tough Guys, which, I don't know that movie, but knowing Chad, it's probably weird. The Northman, not so much a suggestion, but a correction. Also, Pete Abeda, who was the guest on that one, he said Macbeth instead of Hamlet as a puzzle piece on the episode, and I didn't catch it. I think I thought he said Hamlet, but you know, whatever. We're not experts. We're just having a good little movie conversation here. So in a first, in the upcoming conversation with Jason Harris, he actually gave me a additional puzzle piece for our Cha-Cha Real Smooth episode. He mentions Ordinary People. So that's a nice little time loop of him mentioning it later on in this episode, and now I'm telling you about it here. I love when that stuff happens. And last but not least, Mad God, Chad Clinton Freeman again. He suggested a bunch of stuff. Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can't do that on television. And the last one I shouldn't even mention because it's nonsense, but Rob Zombie directing a James Gunn script, to which I replied, script? Question mark. So anyway, those are our listener puzzle pieces for the month. Everybody, please continue sending in your ideas for puzzle pieces on movies we cover, and I will read them on these trailer episodes. And let's get to the July trailers. Jason Harris is back with us for another month of trailers. I feel like we just did June. Was this month quick?
This was a quick month, Dave, where America died.
Yeah, that probably has something to do with it, I'd imagine. What a time. What a time. But
to be alive 100 years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Well, we'll talk about movies, get our mind off it a little bit, but yeah, let's quickly look back at what we talked about in our June trailer episode and see what we actually caught up with. First up was Dash Cam, speaking of everything going on in the world right now. I didn't watch it yet. Did you see this?
No. I think it's just still on demand, right? So I didn't have even a option because I don't want to pay money for stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. I hear it's a very difficult watch, but a lot of people really liked it. So I don't know. I might get to it one of these days. But next up was Hustle, which I know we both watched and both liked.
I liked it. I think you liked it more than I did. And one of the reasons is because, like, as a fan of basketball, there was no real stakes once we saw how good that player was. Like, oh, are you going to be drafted number 3 instead of number 1? Poor you, right? So,
yeah.
But I liked it. It's a good movie, and it's nice to see Adam Sandler taking on something like that.
Yeah, my favorite thing about it was that it was, you know, actually a Happy Madison production and yet was like an adult movie. You know, it's like not one of these where he's working with an auteur or something like that. And so it's good to see some growth from him.
You know? I mean, that guy might become an auteur. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jeremy Zager is really good, but I mean, it's still in-house. So, you know, next up, Jurassic World Dominion, which not a good movie, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's not the worst thing I've seen all year, that's for sure. Did you see it?
No, because everyone hates it.
So. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. We're actually recording an episode on that one, so that'll hit when the VOD comes out. Crimes of the Future, which I still haven't managed to get around to. Did you watch that?
No, because, yeah, we'll both watch it this year. We know.
Yeah, that, so. It'll eventually come up, so yeah. My Fake Boyfriend, which I don't even know if that came out. I heard nothing about it.
I don't even remember. That was the one where, yeah, it looked horrible. It was like, hey, the only thing we could say about it is like, hey, look, the LGBT community can make horrible rom-coms too now, right?
So yeah,
I watched Fire Island. Equal. Did we ever talk about Fire Island on this show?
No, that I don't even think that showed up on my lists when I was like putting together what we should cover on these trailer episodes. But yeah, I want to watch that. I heard it was pretty good.
It's pretty decent. Like, I don't love it, but like, it's a solid, like, down the middle, like, hey, this is our last trip. And, you know, if you're looking for something like that, and you know, in the LGBTQ realm, like, that's a pretty good movie. And I think Bowen Yang's going to be a huge star. He's a very talented actor, I think.
Nice. Well, next up is Lightyear, which of course we covered here on the show. You were my guest for that one. Fun
with
movie.
My daughter.
Yes, absolutely. She made her Piecing It Together debut.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it was good. Not great, but good.
She saw it again. For the record. Yeah? So, you know, the kids must be loving it. But, you know, like we said, it's an action movie, which it looks like we're previewing one of those today. It seems like they're really going in on action on these CGI movies. But it's just forgettable is what it
is. Yeah, absolutely. Next up is Spiderhead. Joe Kaczynski, who did Top Gun Maverick, also had this out. And It's pretty good. It's not great. It's pretty forgettable. It's very much streaming content, but it's worth watching, I think.
I was excited, but then, you know, the feedback was just meh. Yeah. So I focused on other things, and you know, it seems like it's come and gone already, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Next up, Cha-Cha Real Smooth, which is our most recent episode of Piecing It Together. And I liked it. I didn't like it as much as Cooper Rafe's last movie, Shithouse. I think you were a little more down on it than I was.
Yeah, I love Shithouse. And it's funny, I listened to your episode and I want to fight your guy. I don't really want to fight him, but all the stuff that he seemed to like, I really didn't like. Like that scene where he's like, hey, mom, you're a great mom. I love you. You're the best. I was like, you know, how sweet is this guy? He's not a real human being at this point in time, you know? Mm-hmm. And an awesome movie year, that scene echoed to me when we covered Ordinary People. And, you know, we had the kid giving the hug to the mom and like she didn't know what to do with it. And that was so much more of an affecting scene. I just felt like this was a step back for him because Shithouse is so good, you know, and this felt like nothing felt as real or as authentic. Technically or on screen, although I will say, like, Leslie Mann, awesome in it. She's the best thing to me. And Brad Garrett, you know, takes a character that has nothing and makes him a real character. So those were my favorite things. But I was bummed because I'm a big fan and there's funny stuff in there. The glue didn't come together for me on that one.
Sure. You know, this is a first. As we know, the last couple of months, I've been reading listener puzzle pieces that people, you know, comment or whatever send in before we get into this conversation. I'm going to add retroactively to the intro, you're adding Ordinary People to Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
Yeah, which is really just that scene. But it's funny because, and I don't want, this isn't this episode, but you guys had the whole discussion on the Dakota Johnson character and she fell flat to me, but I think in my letterbox review, go for Jason, I called her the manic pixie dream mom. Mm-hmm. And she really, you know, I know you picked Garden State, I felt like this was his version of Garden State, but you guys were arguing that she wasn't a manic pixie dream girl, but I do think this is that character 20 years later, that manic pixie dream mom. I thought it felt really into that category.
Yeah. Well, next up is The Black Phone, which I really, really hated.
I'm so excited about that. I didn't get to see it yet. It just came out this week, you know, and, you know, most critics like it. Our awesome movie year co-host Josh even liked it. And Josh Bell hates everything. But
yeah,
you, when I saw your letterbox, Dave, like you gave it 1 star. And that was just so amazing. I was really pumped about that.
Yeah, I feel really bad now because I found out a friend of mine worked on it and I just really tore that thing apart. But yeah, I don't know. We still might do an episode. I had already like pre-planned doing one with somebody who's been wanting to be on Piecing It Together for a while now. So we'll see. We might talk about it some more. We might get to that.
As I mentioned when we covered it, Ethan Hawke, though, is really like going into that Murray, McConaughey, Ethan Hawke, like taking real chances mode and everything. And not that he was ever, you know, not, but really he's really pushing himself.
Yeah. Ethan Hawke is great. He'll survive this one in my book, but last up is Elvis, which I haven't gotten a chance to see yet, but I am planning on seeing this week.
People love it. It's so long though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, like we talked about, you know, these kind of movies are love or hate, but, you know, I don't know. It looks over the top in a way that I think could possibly be fun. So
I don't know. Baz Luhrmann over the top. That doesn't really compute for me.
Doesn't fit together.
Yeah,
who would describe
thing,
it? So, yeah. All right, let's move on to some July movies. And first up is a Netflix movie on July 8th. It is The Sea Beast. And like you said, this is another one of these like action animated movies. Chris Williams, who directed Moana and Big Hero 6, made this one. It's a pirate adventure where they're hunting monsters. Netflix has really been trying to make inroads into, you know, being a major animation studio. And this, you know, looks like it could fit right in there. It stars Carl Urban and Jared Harris and Dan Stevens as the main voices. What do you think about this?
I like it. It looks good. It's that kind of big animated fare that you would expect to see on the big screen. And we just covered some of the other creators of Moana on Awesome Movie Year as we start our 1992 season because they were involved with Aladdin. But I think this is going to be a really fun, like, maybe it's going to be paint by numbers. Like, I don't expect any surprises in here, but it looks like a fun family movie right here.
Sure. Absolutely. What do you have for pieces?
Obviously, there's the little girl, and girls can't be pirates or sail or, you know, get abortions or anything like that anymore. Right. So I think of like all those movies where it's like Brave or I picked How to Train Your Dragon in this one where it's like, you know, like, oh, you're a girl, you can't do that. And they turn out to do more than anything, right? And I think you can't go anywhere without mentioning Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously, on this one. And then two others, it seems like this main pirate is stranded with the little girl, right? And this, I was really thinking about this because I know I mentioned this movie a lot, but I was thinking about how influential it's been over the past decade. But I look it up, where it's, you know, older person, younger person who get trapped together on this adventure. And I really, not that that's the first movie to do it, but it's so effective the way that they did that. I think we're seeing so much of that based on Up. And then last thing I wanted to mention was there's a stowaway. She's a stowaway. So let's go to Cabin Boy, who wasn't really a stowaway, but 1994, awesome movie year, my pick. Cabin
Hell
Boy.
Yeah. Cabin Boy. I love it. A great, great piece there. I also had How to Train Your Dragon, especially the animation style kind of fits in with that. And of course, had Pirates of the Caribbean. You have to when you're talking about pirates. I also thought of Pokemon or the Pikachu movie, you know, for all these little cute monsters and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's kind of where I went with that. Next up, limited release on July 8th. I'm not sure when it's expanding, but Take the Night. This is a first-time feature from Seth McTighe, who also is the star of it. And it looks like a pretty intense crime-gone-wrong thriller where they're kidnapping someone, and then everything just kind of goes worse from there. It's a good trailer. It looks really tense. I'm interested in it.
Yeah, I picked this, you know, we always go back and forth on what we should put on here. And you gave me a list of like potential other ones. And I put this on here because July, we're in that, you know, kind of season where you're getting exactly what you think, that summer movie, meat and potatoes. And this looked like something a little more unique, right? So
yeah,
You know, I do think, you know, you say that kidnapping gone wrong, but it seems like the brother set up the kidnapping, right? So
something
like
that,
a birthday party gift. So that reminded me of The Game, where, you know, they have that big, amazing, I think, is that David Fincher's most underrated movie? What a great movie that is.
Believe it or not, it's the only Fincher movie I've never seen.
We should cover that on a, you know, piecing it together, missed opportunities movie or something like that.
Missing pieces.
Yeah. But that, but that is a great movie. I love that movie. And, but yeah, the idea of like someone setting someone up on this big, adventure. You said it very well there, Dave. What did you, a kidnapping gone wrong? So I thought of 30 minutes or less, which is a comedy, but if you ever watch the documentary based on that, the limited series on Netflix, you're like, why would you ever turn this into a comedy? This is a horrible tragedy that happened. And then, of course, you know, hey, it's a family member who was taken. I'll say taken.
Yeah, you got to include taken on there. 30 minutes or less is great, by the way. But
yeah, it's a good movie, but it's just like totally, what an inappropriate thing to make a comedy out of. But, you know, hey, that's what
we're doing.
At least that guy didn't die in vain. They made a funny movie about his death.
There you go. Absolutely. I focused a lot on the brothers angle of this trailer with my pieces. First of all, I thought of, I mean, probably too new to be a real puzzle piece here, but Michael Bay's Ambulance, where two brothers kind of tie each other into a, you know, a robbery, which goes wrong. So I thought of that. And then also John Singleton's Four Brothers with, was it Tyrese Gibson, Mark Wahlberg, Andre 3000, I forget who the fourth guy was, but, you know, they're brothers and they get into crime and everything goes wrong from there. It was a little underappreciated movie, I feel like.
I didn't see that. So I guess we've just traded one The Game for one Four Brothers.
I will take that trade. Next up is Bezos, which I don't know if it's, I don't know if this is a real movie, but there is a trailer. It's coming limited release July 12th. It's from director Koa Lee, who previously made Walt Before Mickey, which is like a straight-to-video Walt Disney biopic. Also, the Ice Ice Baby, the Vanilla Ice Story documentary.
Dude, this guy's awesome.
It stars Armando Gutierrez as Jeff Bezos.
Also, I was wondering who's playing.
Kevin Sorbo, Emilio Estefan Jr. I mean, it's the story of Jeff Bezos. But in a very low budget way. It looks ridiculous.
Speaking of which, have you watched that new Maya Rudolph show where she's playing like the Bezos ex-wife type, where she just says all the money and doesn't know what to do with it? I haven't seen it yet, but she's so talented and I'm excited to check that out. So
nice. That sounds great.
Yeah. Look, if you don't have Succession on your list here, what are you doing? You know, Succession's the greatest show on television, and like you can see influences everywhere, including here. Yeah. And then I thought, like, I could pick a lot of different business movies, but because of what it did, I went with The Last Blockbuster, the documentary about Blockbuster Video, and, you know, just kind of how it played itself out. Cause they're like, you can't have an online thing. We're a thing. That's a real thing. Right. You know, you can't sell books online or a thing. And now there's this huge trend where, God, man, I listen to the podcasts of like all these kind of like WeWorked, or, you know, The Drop, you know, The Dropout. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Now I learned why Theranos sucks or something like that. And but then they turn it into a documentary, and then they turn it into a limited series. So basically every limited series based on a failed business, they have the, you know, whichever one, you just pick whichever one you want, Dave.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Because yeah, that is so hot right now. And like we talked about it when we did our TV trailer episode, every single one of these things becomes the podcast, the docuseries, the drama based on the docuseries. They can't help themselves. So that's good. Obviously, I thought of Jobs. Obviously, I thought of The Social Network, anything with these tech billionaire type people. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to kind of think of those things immediately with these. But whether or not this is a real movie, I don't know.
I think, like, who's that guy? The Pharma Bro? Martin Shrelnick or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
You could totally see this guy doing that movie next.
Oh, yeah. You know?
I wonder if they can get the Wu-Tang album for the soundtrack.
I know. I haven't watched that Rich and Shameless on the Pharma Bro versus Wu-Tang, but there is a piece of me that likes all that juicy nonsense that wants to watch it.
So next up is another action animated movie, Paws of Fury, The Legend of Hank, coming to theaters on July 15th. They show this trailer a lot when I go to the movies. It's a Nickelodeon cartoon movie. It stars Samuel L. Jackson, Ricky Gervais, Michael Cera, Mel Brooks, George Takei, and it's a martial arts based with animals as the characters, kids comedy, and I don't know. This isn't really my thing, but it certainly has some fun stars doing the voices.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize Michael Cera's voice when I heard it. But,
yeah,
you know, look, obviously you got Kung Fu Panda right away.
Sure.
You got to. And then there's this whole thing about dogs, like needing to fight other dogs or protect themselves. So I thought of Isle of Dogs, which what a great movie that is. There's a whole thing where, you know, the one thing I want to give credit for in this trailer is like, the idea of they seem to really be leaning into all those like old samurai movies and everything, like, oh, yeah, maybe I need to train with a samurai master who has down on his luck as well and needs to do a comeback or whatever. So, you know, Kill Bill is obviously where you think of the someone who's really kind of pushed those tropes to his own level. And then the last one I picked was because there's a huge scene where the animals all like just fart successively and laugh. Blazing Saddles scene, speaking of Mel Brooks.
There you go. I'm sure that's why they got him for the movie, is because of that scene. But yeah, definitely Blazing Saddles. Definitely Kill Bill. And plus, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, I mean, as being such a Quentin Tarantino mainstay, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to get Uma Thurman for this. And, you know, maybe it just didn't work out. Or maybe she's a surprise cameo. We'll see. But it's definitely heavily Kill Bill influenced, I think. The other thing I thought of was Kung Pao Enter the Fist with just, you know, parodying with childish humor those old martial arts movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. Also, Kung Fury.
Yeah, sure. Why not? That too. So we will move on. A lot of these were a little bit on the smaller side so far, I feel like. So this is like, I think they're positioning this as a little bit of a bigger movie, Where the Crawdads Sing, in theaters July 15th. It's a huge novel right now. The film stars Daisy Edgar Jones. It's from Reese Witherspoon's production company. And this is like one of these kind of like Southern murder mystery type movies.
Southern Gothic, maybe.
Southern Gothic. So. Yeah, I think maybe. But
in the bayou.
In the bayou, in the swamps. What do you think about this?
You know, what's her name? Daisy
Edgar Jones.
Man, has she just ascended like a rocket? She is the star of all stars right now. She's in everything. Yeah. I watched Normal People and I thought, you know, both her and the guy who played Connor, who's seemingly a little more choosy, but they're both great and they're both going to be huge stars and everything. And like, when I say choosy, it means like he's doing less because she's not making like bad movies. Like I just watched Under the Banner of Heaven and she was very good at that. She's just a good actress. So like you said, this is a huge book. And look, Beasts of the Southern Wild was the first thing that came to mind because, like, she's a girl in the swamps who has to take care of herself and, you know, make her own life. And then it seems like, is it Sam Watterson who's her lawyer in this one? And he's got to play a lawyer who defends someone who, how do you defend someone who is seemingly guilty, right? And in that climate, it brought me right back to A Time to Kill, speaking of your friend Samuel L. Jackson.
Sure.
You know, The Gift, wasn't that one, the Sam Raimi one, where it was like one of these kind of Southern New Orleans? Because when we talk Southern, we're really talking in this very contained area of Louisiana and everything. So,
sure.
So I thought that The Gift, the Sam Raimi movie, and then any of these surviving off the land movies, you can pick your favorite, Dave, but I kind of like those where it's like one character knows the land better than everyone else and has to evade and escape and survive.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. I thought of Mud, or really any of Jeff Nichols' films.
Yeah, there you go. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's got that whole kind of vibe. Also, another one kind of in that realm is Winter's Bone with Jennifer Lawrence. That's more drug-based, not necessarily South.
That movie's awesome.
So good. And then the last thing I thought of, I mean, like I said, Reese Witherspoon is a producer on this. Basically all of her prestige TV shows that she's been involved with, whether Little Fires Everywhere or Sharp Objects, like all that kind of stuff where it's like dark and there's a mystery and a murder, a girl being murdered and all that kind
of
stuff.
She's really done an awesome job of carving out her niche, you know, as a producer. We know what a talented actress she is, but Hello Sunshine. What a good name for a production company that does a lot of murders.
Lots of murders of young women. Murder whispers.
But I'm excited. And I really, like I said, Daisy Edgar Jones is just going to be, she's a household name to be, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris is coming to theaters also July 15th with Leslie Manville as the star of this beloved 50s novel. There was a 90s movie of it starring Angela Lansbury. I think it was a TV movie. It's about a British housekeeper that really wants an expensive dress and then sets off in this kind of like older lady adventure to get there and actually get that dress. What do you think about this?
Well, you know, we've talked about this. I do like this. This one's not for me, but I am fond of the entire genre of older British people up to no good. I mean, not that she's up to anything bad, but getting into rascally adventures, you know.
Yes,
so
yes.
Like, I'm so glad that's a subgenre of stuff, you know, and we see it right now. Mark Rylance is out with that movie where, you know, like, I'm in the British Open, but I'm the worst golfer who's ever lived. You know, like, I'm glad that these exist. We just covered that one a few months ago about, you know, we're gonna rob the museum to give to the poor. You know, I love it. It's great. I mean, you know, it's this whole idea of an underappreciated maid. So I thought of The Help right away. And then, you know, you got to go with those fashion movies of The Devil Wears Prada or Cruella. And then I think, you know, last on the list, you could put something where it's really about like the love letter to Paris. So I went with Midnight in Paris.
All right. Yeah, you're right. You got to have something about Paris in there. So that's a good one. I thought, you know, speaking of like, you know, silly older people, I thought of Florence Foster Jenkins with Meryl Streep. She's a bad singer who's trying to be a big star.
Yeah.
So that's a fun one. And then I thought of, this isn't the same vibe, but the idea of somebody going on an adventure because they want one simple thing. I thought of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
I was going to say Lord of the Rings.
Well, that's, yeah, I guess that would fit too.
But wouldn't that be great if she gets the Christian Dior dress and she turns into a golem or something like that? Like, my precious dress. And she just murders everyone who tries to touch her dress or whatever.
That would be a really weird development.
Yeah, well, I'm good with that. So,
what if it was Angela Lansbury that turned into that golem character?
Or what if Angela Lansbury solved the murder of Leslie Manville murdering people because of her precious?
Well, speaking of Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, how's that for a transition to our next movie, Jason?
You're a pro. You're a real pro, Dave.
Yeah. Not really. Don't Make Me Go, coming to Prime Video on July 15th, starring John Cho and Mia Isaac, and directed by Hannah Marks, a father-daughter road trip movie. He is a father who finds out he's dying, so he talks his daughter into going on this road trip with him. It looks really sweet. What do you think about this?
Did she write this as well, Hannah Marks?
I think just directed. I think it was a book, actually.
We like Hannah Marks and obviously John Cho. It looks all right. I mean, I don't know. It might be tough for me to watch there with the whole daddy-daughter road trip. Hopefully I'm never in that position of like, dad's taking you on a road trip because he's going to die soon, right?
But, do you want to tell us anything right now, Jason?
No, I'm good. I thank you. Okay. And knock on wood, let's stay that way.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Look, so dying father, maybe he doesn't die in this one, but dying father trying to rebuild a relationship. I thought of Royal Tenenbaums right there. And then you think of like any vacation, like National Lampoon's Vacation, any of those like family road trips to bond type thing. And then the last one I thought of was another weird kind of road trip. There's a road trip sequence, but we haven't talked about this movie in a long time, but kind of that road trip gone wrong thing, As Good As It Gets.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I haven't seen that in a long time, but I remember it being great.
Yeah.
How about Nebraska? Alexander Payne's Nebraska. There's a father-son road trip going on there. So, you know, a little different, but I'll throw that one in there. Also, Little Miss Sunshine for the family bonding during a road trip. And the dad has some kind of secret that he doesn't want the kids to know.
Isn't this the writers of Little Miss Sunshine? If
I'm not sure. You might be right about that. Yeah. It kind of seems like their kind of thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're right there.
Yeah.
Next up. Now, this one, The Gray Man. It's coming limited release in theaters July 15th, and then it will be on Netflix July 22nd. It is a Netflix movie directed by the Russo brothers. It cost $200 million, and it stars Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Billy Bob Thornton, and Netflix is just absolutely praying that this is a hit, because it has to be, or they're going to have problems.
I mean, when I watched this preview, I was like, this is our movie, Dave, me and you for this month. This is the okay. one. Look, it's such a simple, like, you know, someone's a secret government op and we're going to go do a murder and murder that guy. And but like the action looks so good in this movie. So I will probably watch it at my house. But honestly, like, this could be one where you could argue with theater for me and everything, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. I hope it's good. I really do. And I mean, you know, I love Ryan Gosling. So, I mean, I'm all in for that. But I don't know. This just looks so simple. You said the word simple. It looks so simple to me, like just good action movie. And I just don't know where $200 million went with this trailer.
Maybe in those action sequences. I don't know.
Hopefully they're hiding some of the really good stuff, but we'll see.
I thought it looked good. I guess I liked it more than you. I mean, Bourne, Mission Impossible, take your picks. Just go right down there, Dave.
That's what I literally wrote. Bourne, Mission Impossible, James Bond, all of it.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote in my notes. Like, it doesn't look anything different from those. And that's why I'm a little, like, unsure of it. But at the same time, it looks like it fits in with all those, and those are all big moneymakers, so... Hopefully.
I'm excited for it. Probably more than any other this month. It looked good. Although the next one, I think we're all excited for as well.
So. Yeah. Let's talk about that. That is Jordan Peele's Nope, which will be in theaters on July 22nd. It's his third feature after Get Out and Us. Seems to be about aliens. Also about acting, possibly Hollywood, stunt people, maybe. They're very secretive in the trailers about what exactly is going on, which is kind of how all of his films have been. I'm always looking forward to whatever he does, even though I didn't like Us as much as Get Out. What do you think about this trailer?
I mean, I've seen so many different iterations of this trailer now, right? Because they keep releasing different things. And you're right, they keep not giving away too much, but I do see that whole, like, if they're not stunt people, maybe they're like celebrity horse wranglers. Like they're animal trainers, and you know, that does have that kind of once upon a time in Hollywood type feel to it.
Sure.
There's a whole, in this last trailer I watched, there's this whole element of like, hey, we're going to capture on tape what's going on. Right. You know?
Yeah.
So, I thought of Super 8 right away. And, you know, the setting reminded me of A Quiet Place, but I do want to throw one other in there that I don't know if it fits, but I think tonally there's some humor in here and this idea of having to fight back against it. Did you ever see Attack of the Block?
I have never seen Attack the Block. I want to see that. Yeah,
you should. It's really kind of a fun, like, you know, we live in the projects of England. And then, like, you know, the aliens come and, like, we going to beat them all up, we are, you know? And, like, but, you know, we're trying to, look, we don't want to just say Bourne and Mission Impossible for everything, right? So, like,
sure.
If you haven't seen Attack of the Block, that's a movie I would recommend there.
Yeah. That's been another one on my list that I've been wanting to watch one of these days. Yeah, it's so hard to say what's going on here. I had A Quiet Place on my list as well, just for those small town vibes that they kind of are showing. The secretiveness of it all, maybe it's not there in the actual story, but I thought of Cloverfield and the way that they always use their trailers to not really give anything away.
Yeah, we've covered the J.J. Abrams spectrum of this thing.
Yes, yes, we have. And last but not least, you know, I've always felt Jordan Peele's films are very Spielberg influenced. So I thought of Close Encounters as another one, especially with the alien stuff going on. So
I think setting wise, you could also look at the Nick Cage movie we all like, Color Out of Space.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. So we've got one last movie. This is coming to theaters July 29th. It is called Vengeance. It's BJ Novak's directorial debut, about a podcaster who's investigating the opioid overdose case, and people in the small town all think it's like a murder case or something, and he gets all mixed up in it. Also stars Ashton Kutcher, Boyd Holbrook, Issa Rae, John Mayer is apparently in it. What do you think about this?
Yeah, he's a talented guy, BJ Novak. It'll be interesting, but there's also that whole element of like, is it a murder? Isn't it a murder? And we're going to all put it on a podcast, right? And then it's like, you know, he's a big city liberal, and he's got to deal with all these like red state, you know, kind of like down home folks and everything. So I'm excited. I'm not excited, but like, hey, this is something different, right? Like, that's good. Yeah. So, you know, Only Murders in the Building will be season two will be released by the time this goes live. So that's what that's really good, fun show of, you know, kind of that. Have you watched it?
I haven't, and I think I would love it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Why don't you watch it?
You know me, I may never make time for TV, but if I do, that's one of the shows I would definitely
watch. Yeah, that kind of podcast, solve a murder. And then I thought the idea of kind of playing with that red state, blue state thing, I picked Borat and Veep for those two.
Okay. So those are interesting ones. Yeah, I just had like true crime podcasts in general, like just how popular they are right now.
Are you listening to any good ones?
I've never listened to any of them. I only listen to movie podcasts for the most part.
I listen
honestly.
To a ton of true crime podcasts.
So. Really? So yeah, I feel like just that, how they've taken over the culture. I mean, I think that that's a big influence here. And the other thing, you know, talking about like weird small town with like weird people, you know, just the Coen brothers influence in general, like Fargo is a good example of that. But just like, you know, all that oddball stuff getting mixed up in a crime. So that as well. Maybe a little bit of Kevin Smith's Red State, you know, talking about the Red State stuff. So throw that in there as well while we're at it.
Well, Dave, it's a big month. You know, we didn't talk about Persuasion, which kind of looks like The Favorite in its some ways. We didn't talk about American Carnage, which looks like it's seven different genres in one.
Yeah,
I don't even remember what She Will is. House Party, I couldn't believe how bad it looked. And then,
I didn't watch the trailer. But
DC League of Super Pets looks fun, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm an animal lover, so I would maybe watch that. And also, of course, you know, right at the top, Minions and Thor, the first week of the month. So, you know, those will be huge movies that I'm sure everybody will be talking about. So, She Will, actually, that has Alice Krieg in it, who was in Gretel and Hansel. She's great. I would watch that just for her, so... yeah, a lot of stuff coming out in July. It'll be an interesting month for sure.
Watch them all, Dave. Watch them all.
Or I will try.
Kill you.
Jason, what's going on Awesome Movie Year right now?
Awesome Movie Year. We are just starting our 1992 season. We love all the feedback. It seems like people are really excited about it. I'm excited about it. We've started with the box office champ, Aladdin. And the next episode will be our first feature, Reservoir Dogs, by some man named Quentin Tarantino, who I don't know what became
no influence on anything.
But 1992 is going to be great. It's going to be such a fun season.
Hell yeah. And what do you got going on with your comedy and your trivia nights and all that stuff?
Hey, man, it looks like we are there at Resorts World every Thursday, at least. I mean, we've talked about extending, you know, so it seems like we're there regularly now. Every Thursday, 6 to 8 at Doghouse, it's free. The prizes are great. It's like, you know, so that's a lot of fun. If you want to do something a little more local in Vegas, we're there every Tuesday at Craft House for trivia night from 6:30 to 8:30 in Henderson. Yeah, I'm in Pahrump coming up. So that's good for comedy, right? Pahrump.
Nice.
So I got some local stuff. And then in August, I think we got some big shows coming with some good restaurants. My new brand is called Eat This Comedy, where I team up with restaurants. We do a specialty menu, and then you get a comedy show afterwards. It's a pretty cool thing. So look for that. Look for the trivia party. That's my comedy, and my comedy's Eat This Comedy, and my trivia thing is the trivia party. So that's what's going on. You're going to ask me about my socials. As I said, go for Jason on Letterboxd. Jason Harris Comedy or J Harris Comedy on all the socials. Go for jason.com. Don't go there.
Definitely don't go there. But I will be going to your trivia night next week. So definitely.
I'm excited. You know, yeah. You know, Dave, here's an idea. You know, we have, why don't we do a whole night where we get some members of the Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces group, and I'll do a whole movie trivia night for you guys.
We should do that. I am 100% down to make
that.
That'd
be so much fun. We could do that even at your house if you wanted, or something like that. Or at a bar. We could do a bar.
Let's stick to a bar. Yeah.
Yeah. No one wants to see your dead dog. No.
I'm Josh Bell.
And I'm Jason Harrison. We co-host a podcast called Awesome Movie Year.
Each season, we take a look back at an awesome year for movies, which is every year.
We deep dive into these specific years and we pick out why they were such great years for films. We go over the biggest hits, the biggest flops, the best picture, some personal picks, some cult classics.
Years we've covered in past seasons include 1994, 2003, 1977, and 1984, and we've got all of film history to look forward to. So check us out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jason Harris about some of the movies coming out in July. Everybody, make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts, drop those 5 stars, follow us on social media at Piecing Pod, and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. And don't forget about our Patreon, produced by David Rosen, where there is a bunch of stuff from Piecing It Together right now, advanced episodes, as well as a brand new bonus episode from Awesome Movie Year, Jason's podcast, and I will be posting some music soon. I was actually hoping to have it done to actually preview at the end of this episode and then post it on the Patreon. But I'm sick. I've got the COVID after 27 months of staying away from it. So maybe I'll get it done later this week. We'll see. So I'm going to go take more medicine and drink a lot of water. And I'm going to play a song called Multiply from my self-titled album, David Rosen. Hope you enjoy Multiply. We'll be back with more Piecing It Together soon.
an All Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.